ಓಂ ಸಹನಾವವತು ಸಹನೋ ಭುನಕ್ತು ಸಹ ವೀರ್ಯಂಕರವಾವಹೈ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾವಧೀತಮಸ್ತು ಮಾ ವಿದ್ವಿಷಾವಹೈ ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಸೀ ದಿ ಮನೋಮಯ. ಯತೋ ವಾಚೋ ನಿವರ್ತಂತೆ ಅಪ್ರಾಪ್ಯ ಮನಸಾ ಸಹ ಆನಂದಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣೋ ವಿದ್ವಾನ್ ನ ಬಿಭೇತಿ ಕದಾಚನೇತಿ ತಸ್ಯೈಷಯೇವ ಶಾರೀರ ಆತ್ಮಾ ಯಃ ಪೂರ್ವಸ್ಯ ತಸ್ಮಾದ್ವಾಯೇತಸ್ಮಾನ್ ಮನೋಮಯಾತ್ ಅನ್ಯೋಂತರ ಆತ್ಮಾ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಮಯಃ ತೇನೈಷ ಪೂರ್ಣಃ ಸವಾಯೇಷ ಪುರುಷವಿಧ ಏವ ತಸ್ಯ ಪುರುಷವಿಧತಾಂ ಅನ್ವಯಂ ಪುರುಷವಿಧಃ ತಸ್ಯ ಶ್ರದ್ಧೈವ ಶಿರಃ ಋತಂ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಃ ಪಕ್ಷಃ ಸತ್ಯಮುತ್ತರಃ ಪಕ್ಷಃ ಯೋಗ ಆತ್ಮಾ ಮಹಃಪುಚ್ಛಂ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಾ ತದಪ್ಯೇಷ ಶ್ಲೋಕೋ ಭವತಿ. ಸೀ ನೌ ಮನೋಮಯ. ಯತೋ ವಾಚೋ ನಿವರ್ತಂತೆ ಅಪ್ರಾಪ್ಯ ಮನಸಾ ಸಹ ಇತ್ಯಾದಿ. ತಸ್ಯ ಪೂರ್ವಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಾಣಮಯಸ್ಯ ಏಷಃ ಏವ ಆತ್ಮ. ತಸ್ಯ ಪೂರ್ವಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಾಣಮಯಸ್ಯ ಏಷಃ ಏವ ಆತ್ಮ. ಶಾರೀರಃ ಶರೀರೇ ಪ್ರಾಣಮಯೇ ಭವಃ ಶಾರೀರಃ. ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅನ್ನಮಯ ಪ್ರಾಣಮಯ ಅಸ್ತಿ ಶಾರೀರಃ ಶಾರೀರ ಆತ್ಮ. ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ರಾಣಮಯ ಮನೋಮಯ ಅಸ್ತಿ ಶಾರೀರ ಆತ್ಮ. ತಸ್ಯ ಪೂರ್ವಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಾಣಮಯಸ್ಯ ಏಷಃ ಏವ ಶಾರೀರಃ ಶರೀರೇ ಪ್ರಾಣಮಯೇ ಭವಃ ಶಾರೀರಃ. ಕಃ ಯಃ ಏಷಃ ಮನೋಮಯಃ ತಸ್ಮಾದ್ವಾ ಏತಸ್ಮಾದ್ ಇತ್ಯಾದಿ ಪೂರ್ವವತ್ ಅನ್ಯೋಂತರ ಆತ್ಮಾ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಮಯಃ. ಮನೋಮಯಸ್ಯ ಆಭ್ಯಂತರಃ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಮಯಃ. ದಿ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಯತೋ ವಾಚೋ ನಿವರ್ತಂತೆ ಈಸ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ಡ್ ನೌ. ದಿಸ್ ಅಲೋನ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಆತ್ಮಾ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಅರ್ಲಿಯರ್ ಪ್ರಾಣಮಯ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಬಾಡಿ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ರಾಣಮಯ. ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಆತ್ಮಾ? ದಿಸ್ ಮನೋಮಯ. ದಿ ಸೆಂಟೆನ್ಸಸ್ ತಸ್ಮಾದ್ ವಾ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ that was already said. In fact, Vijnanamayaha is the Atma which is other than and interior to that Manomaya. The section beginning with Yato Vacho Nivartante is being explained now. This alone is the Atma of the earlier Pranamaya, existing in the body of Pranamaya. Who is that Atma? This Manomayaha. The sentences, Tasmadva, etc. have the same meaning that was already said. In fact, Vijnanamayaha is the Atma which is other than and interior to that Manomayaha. Tasmadva etasmad Manomayat and so on, has to be understood in the same way as we have discussed before. Anyantara Atma Manomayad Anyaha Manomayasya Antaraha Atma Vijnanamayaha. Vijnanamayaha, which is different from and interior to Manomaya, is the Atma. Now, the shift of I takes place from Manomaya to Vijnanamaya. One Antahkaranam is divided into Vijnanamaya and Manomaya. Vijnanamaya has Kartrutvam, sense of doership. If the Manomaya is Vrityatmaka Veda Mantras, then Vijnanamaya will be Vedarthaha. Vedasya Vijnanameva, Vijnanamaya, refers to knowledge. Vedasya Vijnanameva, Vedamaya, Vijnanamaya refers to knowledge of Veda only. Bhashyakara gives this beautiful meaning here. See this, tasmadva etasma, if you see, at every level you have the same sentence. Tasmadva etasmad atmana. First you started. Then tasmadva etasmad. Then after annamaya, then pranamaya, for manomaya, for vijnanamaya, every time, what is other than interior to? Other than interior to annamaya is pranamaya. Other than interior to pranamaya is manomaya. Other than interior to manomaya is vijnanamaya. Other than interior to vijnanamaya is anandamaya. That is continued throughout. It is repeated. That's what he says. So, now we are seeing the vijnanamaya also. I'm repeating the sentence. Tasmadva etasmad manomayat and so on has to be understood in the same way as we have discussed before. Anyantara atma manomayad anyaha manomayasya antaraha atma. Anyantara atma means manomayad anyaha manomayasya antaraha atma vijnanamayaha. Vijnanamayaha, which is different from and interior to manomaya, is the atma. How now the shift of I takes place from manomaya to vijnanamaya. See, now at this level also, you are resolving the individual mano mind in total mind. So vyashti manaha has to be resolved cognitively in samashti manaha, otherwise said to be hiranyagarbha. And the total samashti manaha must be resolved in samashti vijnanamayaha. This is called pravilapanam. Why do you say that? You understand now vyashti manaha also is mithya. It is matter, subtle matter. It doesn't have independent existence. So it is dependent on the samashti manaha hiranyagarbha. There cannot be something called individual mind. So individual mind being part of the total corresponding mind, you resolve the whole Hiranyagarbha, the total mind, cosmic mind, otherwise said to be Hiranyagarbha, into total Vijnanamayaha. So total Manomaya should be resolved in total Vijnanamayaha. And the total Vijnanamayaha is known as Mahattattvam. I want you to understand these three words. If you take the entire Sukshma Prapanchaha, the total subtle universe, subtle manifestation, is known as what? Hiranyagarbha. Sthula prapanchaha Virat. Sukshma prapanchaha you call Hiranyagarbha. And Hiranyagarbha also, you have to take the three aspects. What are three aspects? The total, we say total minds, totality of pranas is called Sutratma. And the total minds is called Hiranyagarbha. The total intellects is called Mahattattva. So Mahattattvam, Hiranyagarbha, Sutratma, put together is what? One Hiranyagarbha. You're seeing the same subtle aspect. You see only mind separately. All the minds in all the people. Then all the pranas. Then also all the intellects. Sutratma, total samashti pranaha. Hiranyagarbha, samashti manaha. Mahattattvam, samashti buddhihi. All of them put together is what? Hiranyagarbha again. So here he says, therefore now I sense, now before we took the Manomaya as the Atma, now we resolve Manomaya as Anatma. Therefore, having resolved Manomaya in Samashti Manaha as Anatma, then the whole samashti manaha also resolved in samashti vijnanamayaha. Now eye sense is shifted from mind, this mana mind to intellect. That's what it is said here. So, which is different from and interior to manomaya is the vijnanamaya atma. Now, the shift of I takes place from manomaya to vijnanamaya. One, antahkaranam is divided into vijnanamaya and manomaya. Vijnanamaya has kartrutvam, sense of doership. If the manomaya is vrityatmaka Veda mantras, then vijnanamaya will be Vedarthaha. Beautiful. You see that mantras constitute the vijnanam, manomaya. The meaning of the mantras forms the vijnanamaya. If the manomaya is vrityatmaka Veda mantras in the form of thoughts, then vijnanamaya will be Vedarthaha. Vedasya vijnanameva. Vijnanamaya refers to knowledge of Veda only. Bhashyakara gives this beautiful meaning here. Manomayaha Vedatma Uktaha. Manomayaha Vedatma Uktaha. Vedartha Vishaya Buddhihi. Vedartha Vishaya Buddhihi. Nischayatmika Vijnanam. The intellect which is saturated with ascertained knowledge. Vedartha Vishaya Buddhihi. Nischayatmika Vijnanam. Actually, Vedartha Vishaya Buddhihi. Nischayatmika Vijnanam. Tachcha adhyavasaya lakshanam antahkarnasya dharmaha. Tachcha adhyavasaya lakshanam antahkarnasya dharmaha. Tanmayaha nischaya vijnanaihi pramanasurupaihi nirvartitaha atma vijnanamayaha. Tanmayaha nischaya vijnanaihi pramanasurupaihi nirvartitaha atma vijnanamayaha. Pramana vijnana purvakaha hi yajnadihi tayate. Yajnadi hetutvancha vakshyati slokena. Pramana vijnana purvakaha hi yajnadihi tayate. Yajnadi stayate. Yajnadi hetutvancha vakshyati slokena. Manomayaha Vedatma Uktaha. It has been said that Manomaya is of the nature of the Vedas. Are you following? Manomayaha is of the nature of the Vedas. Vijnana is ascertained knowledge connected to the subject matter of the Vedas. That ascertained knowledge is the attribute of antahkaranam. So you are seeing even vijnanamaya being anatma. That ascertained knowledge is the attribute of antahkaranam. Atma that has become one with the vijnanam is vijnanamaya. And it is constituted by the pieces of clear knowledge arrived at through a valid means of knowledge. See, what is vijnanamaya? It's a beautiful definition given. You can make a note of it. If atma identified with vijnanamaya, vijnanam, the intellect, is what? Vijnanamaya atma. Mistaken. And it is vijnanamaya. It is constituted by the pieces of clear knowledge arrived at through a valid means of knowledge. The fire rituals, etc., are indeed performed, preceded by knowledge gained through the Veda Pramanam. And the Shruti will mention through a mantra that knowledge has the status of being the cause for yajnas. So pramana vijnana purvakahi yajnadehi tayate. Yajnadi hetutvam cha vakshyati slokena. Means, and the Shruti will mention through a mantra that knowledge has the status of being the cause for yajnas, etc. Manomayaha Vedatma Uktaha. It was said before that Manomaya is Vedatma because Veda mantras are in the form of Manovrittis. Vedanam Artha Vishaya Buddhihi. The Buddhi which has the knowledge of the meaning of the Veda mantras is Vijnanamayaha. The Buddhi which has the knowledge of the meaning of the Veda mantras is Vijnanamayaha. This knowledge is Nischayatmika, well ascertained. Since Manomayaha is said to be the Vedas, in the imagery, here it is but proper to assume that Vijnanamaya is Vedartha. Suppose one has not studied the Vedas, does he not have Vijnanamaya? Therefore, Bhashyakara quietly leaves that and redefines Vijnanamaya as Nischayatmika Buddhihi. See, please understand, it's simply taken, Veda mantras are taken to be Vedas. Therefore, that mantra Jnanam is taken to be Vijnanamaya. Just for us to understand, that's all. But actually, not just only Vedas. That is what Bhashyakara quietly leaves that and redefines Vijnanamaya as Nischayatmika Buddhihi. What is Buddhihi? Please make a note. The intellect which is saturated with ascertained knowledge of anything. Vijnanam. Vijnanamaya is characterized by knowledge which is free from doubts and vagueness. Vijnanamaya is characterized by knowledge which is free from doubts and vagueness. Tat cha, tad vijnanam, that knowledge is adhyavasaya lakshanam. Adhyavasaya lakshanam means nischaya lakshanam. And it is dharma. It is a dharma. Attribute of antakkaranam. So even definite ascertained knowledge of anything is also vrittihi, which is a nischaya lakshanam, is what? An attribute of ahankara. Antakkaranam. There is only one antahkaranam, and when the type of vritti in the antahkaranam is adhyavasaya, it is called vijnanamaya. There is only one antahkaranam, and when the type of vritti in the antahkaranam is adhyavasaya, it is called vijnanamaya. You make a note of it. We don't have too many mantakaranam, only one antakaranam. And when the type of vritti in the antakaranam is adhyavasaya, it is called vijnanamayaha, buddhihi. The word tat in tanmayaha means adhyavasaya lakshanaha, vijnanavikaraha. Therefore, Bhashyakara introduces bahuvachanam in nischaya vijnanaihi. Intelligent way of saying that it is vikara without saying it. Very nice. The suffix mayat continues to be in the sense of vikara. This nischaya vijnanam, see now we are negating even the buddhi as anatma. This nischaya vijnanam ascertained knowledge pertains to Vaidika karma. How to do a given ritual? What is the deity to be invoked? What is the mantra to be chanted for invoking the deity? What is the oblation to be offered for a given deity, etc.? And it also pertains to laukikam karma. For instance, in cooking, nischaya vijnanam has to be there. How to make a sambar dish? If you cook the red gram dal in tamarind water, you'll be cooking eternally because it will not get cooked in tamarind water. You have to cook it separately. So too, the typical South Indian mama, he's showing Basamji. Because it will not get cooked in tamarind water, you have to cook it separately. So too, you have to have nischaya vijnanam as to how to do a ritual. Vijnanamayaha does not imply you should know Veda. In our daily life, starting from sambar making, Vijnanamaya is involved. In handling a software or a hardware, you do require nischaya vijnanam. Even though a surgeon might have performed many surgeries, still every time before performing a surgery, he just refreshes his knowledge. He wants to have nischaya vijnanam. He wants to have nischaya vijnanam, definite knowledge. Before takeoff, every pilot, although he knows he has checked everything, checks once again, because after taking off, he wants to safely land. Therefore, Bhashyakara says, nischaya vijnanaihi, by the various pieces of ascertained knowledge, I prefer the word pieces rather than knowledges. Correct. Pramana swarupaihi is an adjective to nischaya vijnanaihi. These pieces of knowledge are in the form of pramanam, which is finally a vritti. That by which you are able to say this is a pot is pramana swarupam. Thus, vijnanamaya atma is nirvartitaihi nishpannaha. Thus, vijnanamaya atma is nirvartitaha nishpannaha, set up by pramana swarupa nischaya vijnanas, pieces of knowledge. This atma is manomayat anyaha, different from manomaya, and manomayat antaraha, interior to manomaya. It fills up the manomaya and pervades it. Yajnadihi vijnana purvaka purvakaha. Yajnadihi vijnana purvakaha. Tayate vistaryate. Tayate is equal to vistaryate. All the karmas such as yajnas, etc., are performed in great detail only after gaining knowledge about them. If one does not know, one appoints somebody who has knowledge of the karma and gives dakshina, gift. You get this knowledge from an appropriate pramanam, whether it is knowledge of rituals or any other knowledge. What is pramana praptam is the pramana swarupam. The shruti will substantiate yajnadi hetutvam of vijnanamaya. Knowledge having the status of being the cause for rituals, etc. The mantra is vijnanam vijnanam yajnam tanute karmani tanute picha. Vijnanam means vijnanamaya atma, not just vijnanam, vijnanamaya atma alone, performs all actions, including Vaidika karmas. Now, the limbs of Vijnanamaya are presented. See, without knowledge, no action is possible. So action presupposes knowledge of how to do. Therefore, the doer is Vijnanamaya. Vijnanamaya, it is the knowledge because of which action is possible, is looked upon as Vijnana. Doer, performer, and also knower. Therefore, the doer, performer, knower is not just the thought, not just the Atma, together. Therefore, Vijnanamaya Atma alone performs all actions, including Vaidika karmas. Now the limbs of Vijnanamaya are presented. Okay. You have to read the mantra again. Savayesha purusha vidhayeva tasya purusha vidhatam anvayam purusha vidhaha tasya shraddhaiva shiraha shraddhaiva shiraha ritam dakshinav pakshaha satyamuttarav pakshaha yoga atma mahapuchyam pratishtha tadapyesha shloko bhavati shraddha eva shiraha. Ritam is right wing, dakshinav pakshaha, satyam uttarav pakshaha, left wing, yoga atma. Mahah puchyam pratishtha. Mahah is puchyam. Yoga is atma. Now, I'm going to read this, page number 260. Tasya vijnanavat, nischaya vijnanavataha, kartavyeshu arteshu, kartavyeshu arteshu, purum ya shaddha utpadyate, sa tasya sarva kartavyanam prathamyat shiraha, iva shiraha. Now shaddha, the shaddha is looked upon as the head of Vijnanamaya Atma. Why? That is said here. Tasya nischaya vijnanavataha. Nischaya vijnanavan. Positive cases, nischaya vijnanavataha. Kartavyeshu artheshu purvam ya shaddha utpadyate sa tasya sarva kartavyanam prathamyat shiraha iva shiraha rita satye yatha vyakhyate eva. The favorable mental disposition of the Vijnanamaya that has well ascertained knowledge. Shraddha is comparable to the head. Shraddha is the committed disposition of the mind. Committed disposition of the mind is said to be the favorable mental disposition, which arises first with reference to karmas, with reference to karmas to be done. It is the head because it is the foremost in all to be done karmas. The words ritam and satyam have the same meaning as explained before. So, shraddha is head, right wing is ritam, left wing is satyam. Tasya nischaya vijnanavataha. For the Vijnanamaya that has nischaya vijnanam, clear knowledge, shraddha is the head. What is Shraddha? Kartavyeshu Artheshu Kartavyeshu Vishayeshu. Kartavyeshu Artheshu Kartavyeshu Vishayeshu Yajnadishu Puram Ya Shraddha Utpadyate Sa. In all to be done karmas, there arises first a favorable disposition to those karmas, without which one will have no inclination for them, and that is called Shraddha. Very nicely said. So, Kartavyeshu Artheshu, Kartavyeshu Vishayeshu, Yajnadishu, even Laukik Karmadishu also. Puram Ya Shraddha Utpadyate Sa. Sa Shraddha. In all to be done karmas, in all to be done karmas, there arises first a favorable disposition to those karmas, without which one will have no inclination for them, and that is called Shraddha. That is Vijnanamayasya Shiraha Iva Shiraha, as though the head of Vijnanamaya. How is Shraddha the head of Vijnanamaya? That is because Prathamyat Katham Vijnanamayasya Shraddha Shiraha Bhavati. So, how is Shraddha the head of Vijnanamaya? That is because Prathamyat. Shraddha is very important in all Vaidika karma, in Vaidika karmas. Anything connected to Shastram is Shraddha. There is no other way of knowing whether a karma will give the promised Adrishta Phalam or not. Adrishtam visible. Drishtam visible, Adrishtam invisible. There's no other way of knowing whether a karma will give the promised drishta, visible and invisible results. Drishta, adrishta, drishta, adrishta, visible and invisible results. For Vijnanamaya, Shraddha becomes, therefore, Vijnanamaya, Shraddha becomes prathamyam, primary. It is so for any karma, any undertaking, the Shraddha is prathamyam. Shraddha has primary importance. Suppose you sign up for a course in Oracle. You will sign up only if you have Shraddha in what you can learn. Then Shraddha in the capacity of the institution to deliver. And finally, there is Shraddha that by doing this course, I will get employment in the US. It is Shraddha all the way. Therefore, the head of Vijnanamaya is Shraddha. Shraddha keeps you going in life. Therefore, Bhashyakara says, Sarva Kartavyanam Prathamyat. Sarva Kartavyanam Prathamyat. Ashraddha Shiraha. Sa Shraddha Shiraha. Sarva Kartavyanam Prathamyat. Sa Shraddha Shiraha. It is Shiraha Iva Shiraha. Like the head, it is an imagery. Rita Satye, Ritancha Satyancha Rita Satye. Yata Vyakhyate Eva. These two words have the same meaning as said before. In keeping with the Shastram, what is ascertained as right with reference to karmas, etc., is ritam. Shastram refers to any discipline of knowledge. Suppose somebody is asking for a root. Before answering, you have to ascertain clearly in your mind what you know is right. If not, you must refer to the roadmap, etc. That is the Shastram here. That clarity is called Ritam. Then, Satyam is carrying out what has been ascertained as right. Either in terms of doing or in terms of saying, sometimes it is both saying and doing. You say it and do it. It is Satyam. Ritam and Satyam are right and left wings of Vijnanamaya. The destination of the flight of this bird is Mokshaha. The destination of the flight of this bird is Mokshaha. Yogaha Yuktihi. Can I go ahead? Yogaha,
yes,
Yogaha Yuktihi Samadhanam. Samadhanam Alam Buddhihi. Okay. Samadhanam. Atma Iva Atma. Yogaha. Yoga Atma. Now you're seeing that part. Yogaha means Yuktihi. Yuktihi means what? Samadhanam. Alam Buddhihi. Atma Iva Atma. Atma Vatahahi Yuktasya. Samadhanavataha Angani Iva Shaddhadini Yatartha Pratipatti Kshamani. Come in. Yatartha Pratipatti Kshamani Bhavanti. Tasmat Samadhanam Yogaha Atma Vijnanamesya. Yogaha Yuktihi Samadhanam Atma Iva Atma. Atma Vatahahi Purushasya Samadhanavataha Angani Iva Shaddhadini Yatartha Pratipatti Kshamani Bhavanti. Tasmat Samadhanam Yogaha Atma Vijnanamayasya. Now we are seeing, we are understanding Vijnanamaya. First we understood what is head, it is, you see, it as Shaddha. How Shraddha is important to perform any karma. Then we are seeing, we saw Ritam and Satyam are right and left wings of the Vijnanamaya, which we know already, as we have understood deep earlier. Swamiji also explained here. Now we are seeing the Yoga Atma. What is Yogaha Yuktihi? Yuktihi means what? Samadhanam. See, the word Yoga has different meanings in different contexts. But here it means Yuktihi. Yuktihi means Samadhanam. Samadhanam means what? You see that now. Okay. Yogaha, which means togetherness, integration, resolution of mind, is Atma as though. Integrity, integration, togetherness is yoga. For the one who is endowed with togetherness and resolution indeed, Shraddha, etc., are as though limbs, and they become capable of giving the knowledge of things as they are. Therefore, yoga, which is Samadhanam, is Atma of Vijnanamaya. Yoga is Atma, the main body at the center. Yoga is Chitta Samadhanam, which means resolution of the Antakarana Vrittis. All inner clamorings are resolved when there is yoga. That is what you achieve in life over a period of time. That is the body of this bird. Chitta Samadhanam also implies Triptihi, contentment, that is, Alam Buddhihi, a sense of adequacy. I am content with what I have. Alam buddhihi is a very beautiful word. Life can give you that tripti if one matures in life. You can achieve satisfaction by gaining various things, or you can go for satisfaction itself straight away. Total satisfaction makes you a samadhanavan. It is not an enough is enough. It is not an enough is enough attitude. We do not want that. For the sake of chitta samadhanam, whatever you do, including Ashtanga Yoga, will come under yoga. That is the main body of Vijnanamaya. Atmavataha hi yuktasya samadhanavataha. Indeed, for the one who has resolution of mind, shraddhadini angani, shraddha etc. are as though limbs such as head, the left wing, the right wing and so on. And they become flight worthy. They can take off. Take off to what? Yathartha pratipatti kshamani bhavanti. They become capable of giving the right understanding of things as they are. Pratipatti means knowledge. And kshamani means samarthani. Capable of whatever we require for the flight of understanding is introduced in the Vijnanamaya. It is not only descriptive, it is part of the teaching also. It teaches you how to gain knowledge. Okay, now we have completed the yoga. Now we are moving on to Mahaha. Mahapucham pratishtha. Mahaha iti mahatattvam prathamajam. Mahadyaksham prathamajam veda. Mahadyaksham prathamajam veda. Brihadaranyakopanishad 5th chapter 4th section 1st mantra states Mahadyaksham prathamajam veda iti shrutyantarat. Pucham pratishtha karanatvat. Karanam hi karyanam pratishtha. Yatha vriksha virudham prithivi. Yatha vriksha virudham prithivi. Mahaha is the tail that supports. It is Hiranyagarbha, the first born. In support of this meaning, another Shruti says, he who knows this Mahat, which is worshipful and firstborn, Asatyam Brahma. He who knows this Mahat, which is worshipful and firstborn, is Satyam Brahma. Asatyam Brahma. Satyam Brahma. So Hiranyagarbha is the tail that supports, because it is the cause. Cause indeed is the support of effects. Just as earth is the support of trees and plants, all of a sudden, the Shruti seems to introduce a new word, Mahaha. From where does this word come? It is there all the way. In Annamaya, it was Virat. In Pranamaya, it was Sutratma. In Manomaya, it was Atharvangirasa. Atharvangirasaha. Rishis were support because the limbs were equated with Veda. And so, Rishis were brought in. Now, in Vijnanamaya, it is Hiranyagarbha. Mahaha is Hiranyagarbha, also known as Brahmaji, the Prathamajaha, first born, the born before Virat, really speaking, There's no first, second and extra here. It is just with reference to the levels. How do you give this meaning for the word Mahaha? It is based on Brihadaranyakashruti. Mahadyaksham Prathamajam Veda. Yaksha is Pujya. Yaksha is Pujya. Pujya Yogya. Puja Yogyaha. Yaksha is Pujyaha. Pujyaha means what? Puja Yogyaha. Pujyaha is equal to Puja Yogyaha. Puja Yogyaha means what? One who deserves worship. So Yakshaha is Pujyaha. Pujyaha is Puja Yogyaha. Puja Yogyaha is the one who deserves worship. When you see a person and if you feel like falling at his feet, he is Pujyaha. In Keno Upanishad, we come across a yaksha, seeing whom devas were taken over by sense of veneration. So, Manaha is Brahmaji, Hiranyagarbha. The individual, Vijnanamaya, is connected to the total Hiranyagarbha all the way. I have been talking about this Niyati all along and it is not my invention. I see it in the Shastram. I only highlight it. I'm able to look at it in a way which will help us assimilate all our emotions, etc. It is there in a simple form as individual, total. The Shastram uses the words Adibhotam, Adidaivam, and Adhyatmam. I expand it the way I have been unfolding. Teachers generally gloss over by just translating the words. It has to be understood well to resolve our emotional problems, etc. What a description of Vijnanamaya. It is wonderful. Why is Hiranyagarbha Pucham tail? Karanatvat. Because it is the cause of Vijnanamaya. Pucham is Adhishtanam, support. Karane eva karyasya pratishtha vartate. Karane eva karyasya pratishtha vartate. Karya has its being in the cause alone. Brahma alone is the pratishtha of all levels finally. Brahman alone is the Pratishtha of all levels finally. At the level of Vijnanamaya, Hiranyagarbha, the Samashtihi, is the Pratishtha because it is the firstborn and it is the cause of individual Vijnanamaya. Karanamhi Karyanam Pratishtha. Karanamhi Karyanam Pratishtha. Yatha, yatha, vriksha virudaha prithvi. Yatha, vriksha virudaha prithvi. Tatha, karanam hi karyanam pratishtha. Cause is the support of all effects, just as the earth is the support for all the trees and creepers. Vriksha virudhihi. Vriksha virudham. Vriksha virudham. Virudh means a creeper. So vriksha virudham prithivi yatha. So just as prithivi is the cause. So prithivi, the cause is the support of all effects. Just as the earth is the support for all the trees and creepers. Virudha is a creeper. Hiranyagarbha is a support of Vyashti and Samashtihi. Hiranyagarbha is the support of Vyashti and Samashti. Hiranyagarbha is the support of Vyashti. Hiranyagarbha is the support of Vyashtihi. And Vyashti is not separate from the Samashtihi. Hiranyagarbha, the Samashtihi, is the support of Yashtihi. And Vyashtihi is not separate from the Samashtihi. There is always supported connection between them. Vijnanamaya has the knowledge of means and ends. This is called Sadhana Sadhya Niyatihi. Sadhana Sadhya Niyatihi. Vijnanamaya has the knowledge of means and ends. This is called Sadhana Sadhya Niyatihi. Order of Karma and Karma Phalam. One may not know all the sadhanas and sadhyas, but everyone knows at least some. Everyone knows at least some of them. The most ignorant person also has some minimum knowledge of means and ends. He does not lift his. He does not lift his leg to pick up an object. He uses his feet to walk. The more one knows sadhana sadhyas, the more one becomes an informed person. This knowledge of niyati, order, belongs to Vijnanamaya, who is the doer. The niyati is Ishvara at the total level. So, Vijnanamaya is directly connected to Ishvara and never away from Ishvara. So, Vijnanamaya is directly connected to Ishvara and never away from Ishvara. Sarva buddhi vijnananancha mahatvam karanam. Mahattattvam karanam. Sarva buddhi vijnananam cha mahattattvam karanam. Tena tadvijnanamayasya atmanaha pratishtha. Tena tadvijnanamayasya atmanaha pratishtha. Hiranyagarbha is the cause of all pieces of knowledge in all buddhis. Hiranyagarbha is the cause of all pieces of knowledge in all buddhis. Therefore, that is the support of Vijnanamaya Atma. Therefore, that is the support of Vijnanamaya Atma. Sarva buddhi vijnanam vijnananam. Sarva buddhi vijnananancha mahattattvam karanam. Sarva buddhi vijnananancha mahattattvam karanam. So, Hiranyagarbha, the Samashtihi, is the cause of all pieces of knowledge. He is the cause for all the shariras to be born in keeping with the karmas of the individuals. He is the cause for all the shariras to be born in keeping with the karmas of the individuals. He is the law of karma, law of dharma, and he is everything connected to creation. Karma is non-separate from law of karma. And law of karma is not separate from Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, Hiranyagarbha becomes the cause for Vijnanamaya Atma. In fact, he is the cause for all the previous levels as well as the five elements. Buddhehe Vijnanani is Buddhi Vijnanani. All pieces of knowledge of Vijnanamaya. Tesham karanam, cause of them, is Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, there is no Vijnanamaya Atma available without, there is no Vijnanamaya Atma outside Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, there's no Vijnanamaya Atma outside Hiranyagarbha. It is exactly like there's no wave outside of the ocean. So Vyashti is not outside of the Samashti. All of them are within Hiranyagarbha alone. All of them are within Hiranyagarbha alone. Tena karanena tad mahatattvam vijnanamayasya atmanaha pratishtha bhavati. Because of the reason that karyasya pratishtha karane vartate, the effect has its being in the cause. Therefore, Hiranyagarbha is the support of Vijnanamaya Atma. This is the beauty of Shastram. This is the beauty of Shastram. The connection between the individual and the soul. This is the beauty of Shastram. The connection between the individual and the total. There is no alienation, no estrangement for the individual from total at any level, at any time. It's very nice to know this. If you look at a person psychologically, alienation is his problem from childhood. Alienation is his problem from childhood. Being not included. The availability of father and mother is not there at all. Is not there all the time. The availability of father and mother is not there all the time. Now it is there. Now not there. The child is confused. That is where the alienation, the estrangement starts. Being self-conscious, self-judging, we are set up really to feel alienated. Being self-conscious, self-judging, we are set up really to feel alienated. The child cannot handle it, and the child is saved by Bhagavan. The total, by pushing this sense of alienation, not being wanted and so on. Underneath in the form of unconsciousness, underneath in the form of the unconscious, so that the later it can be resolved by the child. By discovering the connection that exists between the individual and the total. This is the basic problem. This is the only problem. The truth is, there is no estrangement. It is very sad that many teachers of Vedanta do not highlight this point. There is a certain confirmation of the child's problem on the part of the adult also, as the adult child also feels estranged. Therefore, you have to see in the child's problem. Therefore, you have to see in the child's problem itself. A benign samashti. Therefore, you have to see in the child's problem itself a benign samashti. A benign order to save the innocent child. When you see that, you see in the adult's life also, there is no estrangement with the total. The word pratishtha indicates a certain rootedness. The word pratishtha indicates a certain rootedness, because the recognition of Ishvara in the home of Hiranyagarbha as samashtihi. Tadapyesha shloko bhavati yatha annamayadinam pramoktanam shlokaha prakashakaha shlokaha annamayadinam ब्राह्मणोक्तानां प्रकाशकाः श्लोकाः एवं विज्ञानमयस्यापि इति चतुर्थानुवाकभाष्यम्. In the same meaning, there is this mantra that throws light on Vijnanamaya Atma. Similar to what was said earlier. In the same meaning, there is this mantra that throws light on Vijnanamaya Atma. Similar to what was said earlier. For Manomaya to Annamaya to Manomaya. Tadapi tasmin Vijnanamayepi. तदपि तस्मिन् विज्ञानमये एषः विज्ञानमयस्य प्रकाशकः श्लोकः भवति. विज्ञानमयस्य प्रकाशकः श्लोकः भवति. दिस् मन्त्रा इस् देर् रिवीलिङ्ग् विज्ञानमयः. यथा जस्ट् अस् अन्नमयादीनां प्रकाशकाः श्लोकाः एवं विज्ञानमयस्यापि प्रकाशकः श्लोकः. There were mantras throwing light upon Annamaya, Pranamaya and Manomaya that we have previously discussed. In the case of Vijnanamaya also, there is mantraha. What we discussed is in the Brahmana portion of the Shastram. The Vakyam quoted is in the mantra portion. What is that mantra? Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.